Juice, time to check in with a Rush Hour favourite place with the Adelaide Crows. He's had a birthday and got married, and we didn't attend either. It's the one and only Richard Douglas. Dougie, welcome to the Rush Hour.
Afternoon, boys. How are you?
Well, mate, we're good. Hey, talk about a big 7 days. Congratulations, mate, on all fronts. But most importantly, congratulations on getting the hand and getting her up the aisle. Ali, well done.
Thank you very much. No, I appreciate it. Sorry, the invite must have got lost in the mail, though, boys. It was a lovely day, lovely night. So, yeah, we're true.
All right. You were probably lucky enough, too. Everybody else seems to have copped the 45-degree days. Yours wasn't that bad.
We have 36 on the, I think, at 4:30 when the ceremony started. So, it was probably the hottest part of the day, but made it for a beautiful night. So, beers went down nicely and a couple of sneaky reds. So, we had a great time.
What about standing up there waiting for the beautiful bride to come down the aisle?
Beating sweat. Yeah, a little bit. Dripping, so it was all good.
Did you tear up, Dougie? Did you get a bit emotional waiting for your lovely wife, or what?
The lip started going a little bit.
Oh, the lip. That's good.
Pulled together a little bit, but it's a great day, you guys.
3-2-1 votes on that particular night. Got to give them some names, please.
Have to exclude yourself, of course.
Sam Jacobs carrying on.
Big Ivan Marić.
Big Ivan.
Drago.
Who else from the
carried on.
Dex was in fine form.
Yep. Of course he was.
And probably my old man was right.
Your dad. That's good. Well done, Mr. Douglas.
Once the speech was done, he was happy to crack.
There you go, Luke. How'd you find backing up for your 32nd birthday a couple of days later?
He had a keg on.
Quiet day. It was pretty quiet. A lot of the, not much money lost, so I kept it like that.
All right, mate, how have you been travelling personally? We know the Crows have had a pretty good run so far. How's the body in the pre-season? You've done a lot now.
Yeah, it's good. Boys are absolutely flying. You know, we're sort of killing a bit of time almost for the next 2 weeks to get around to JLT. So personally, I've been really good. I've probably done 85 to 90% of the work and feeling fit and strong. The boys are super, Nick. We've had a good hit of Matt Sim now for probably a week and no injuries out of that, which is fantastic. And, some young guys are really impressed too. So overall, it's really good, Nick.
Nice. The AFLX draft has been. I didn't see your name get ready.
Yeah, what happened there, mate?
Were you in it, Dougie? And has there been much banter around the club with those who got in and those that didn't?
There's been a little bit, yeah. Now, some boys said they couldn't be paid enough to nominate, but it's an interesting concept. So I was a bit disappointed Wayne Miller won't be playing.
Yeah.
Absolutely tore it to shreds, but I'm looking forward to seeing the other boys play.
Dougie, obviously we're coming into a brand new season and we will forget about last year, but a lot of positives from talking to some of the boys. What's Pikey's message been over this pre-season for 2019?
There's probably a few. Obviously, I think the number one is let's get back to really enjoying what we're doing. That was probably the main difference out of 2017. Obviously, pretty easy to have fun when you're winning, but I think if you can try and generate that first at the club, that's going to help you play some good footy. And we obviously struggled last year to kick over 100 points, so we've really tried to ramp up our offence and get back to taking the game on a bit more and moving the ball with some genuine speed. So there's a couple of things. Obviously, always trying to tidy up your defence too, but trying to keep it fairly simple. It is a simple game, so just do the fundamentals really well.
Sounds very good. Daniel Talia, how's his injury progressing?
Talia's going really well. He's getting absolutely flogged. I mean, I seen him yesterday. He did about 15K, so he's training really hard at the moment. I think probably JL2 is realistic for him, so that's really good. He probably only needs one here. He's a professional, so he's going really well. So he's in for a big year.
Dougie, you've been around a while out there. You know all the boys better than me. Jars thinks he knows him better, but doesn't have him over for dinner. Tarl's a dour defender, but a great storyteller. And the reason I bring this up is because the knee injury came from rolling around in bed. And, of course, we've got the great story of getting booked for speeding and a cat being sick in the back, the exotic cat. So is he as good a storyteller as he appears to be on the surface from the outside?
It's not a great story, is it? It's actually one that's true. His wife can vouch for it. Just one of those ones where his knee just locked up and he was freaking out. He didn't know what happened in bed. So, we're the same. We absolutely give it to him. We didn't believe it. But he sure is. It's true.
So if that was anyone else and someone who wasn't as professional as him, surely the doubts would have lasted a bit longer.
Yeah, absolutely. it's staggering stuff. Some of the stories you hear from bikes are incredible, but yeah, it's true.
Dougie, before I let you go, my boy Brady Crouch, played golf with him recently with my brother. How's he tracking? Because he can't wait for 2019. Those groins, those plums, they are cherry ripe for a big season.
Yeah, they're ready to be picked. Yeah, they're he's going incredibly well. Mm. He's, we manage him really well in our field. You know, he doesn't do all the training, but he certainly, when he does train, he absolutely lights it up. So we look after him. He's looking fit and strong.
Nice.
And certainly he's going to be really exciting to add to our midfield mix. He's
very exciting, Dougie.
Obviously missed, so he's ready to go.
Yeah, so I can also confirm he had no cans with the Jarman brothers, which is a rarity, but that is true. No cans for the Crouch boys.
Yeah.
What was that, Dougie? He's what?
He's still waiting for his feed, Jarman.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly. Sure, that will come in 2019.
Exactly. Beautifully said, Dougie. And just tell Crouch you don't. No going to the Super Loop this year either. All right.
Have a great year, buddy.
Great to talk
good
to
you, boys.
Richie Douglas there, he's recently married, at his birthday, he's flying, ticking all the boxes at the moment. One of our favourites on the rush hour.